This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today we're expecting to learn more about the activities of a leading Republican lobbyist. Jack Abramoff represented various Indian tribes. Senate hearings have already revealed that he billed six tribes $66 million for his services. And today witnesses are expected to tell the panel about more tribal money that allegedly went astray. The case is being investigated by the Senate Indian Affairs Committee, which is chaired by Republican Senator John McCain. And the testimony could cause more headaches for McCain's fellow Republicans. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
This is the third of four planned hearings, each focusing on Abramoff's dealings with a separate tribe. Today, it's the Mississippi Band of Choctaw Indians. Witnesses are expected to describe how, with Abramoff's guidance, Choctaw leaders sent money to places where an Indian tribe's interests might be hard to discern. One was a mystery entity called the American International Center. It was set up by Michael Scanlon, Abramoff's business partner, in the resort town of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Today's witnesses include two of the company's former directors, identified by the committee as a lifeguard and a yoga instructor. But besides unknown companies, the hearing could also touch on some well-known Republicans. One is House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, who went off with Abramoff to play golf at Scotland's St. Andrews course. That trip was reported as financed by the National Center for Public Policy Research, where Abramoff sat on the board and Choctaw money showed up in the bank account. So the center's director is scheduled to testify today. Committee members will be free to ask about the DeLay trip. Similarly, in 1999 and 2000, roughly $1 million in Choctaw money took a long trip from its home in Mississippi to the Washington advocacy group Americans for Tax Reform, and then to Alabama, where it was spent to fight against two efforts to legalize gambling there. The revelation that a casino-owning tribe helped the Christian Coalition of Alabama pay for an anti-gambling campaign has led John Giles, the state coalition's president, to ask a lawyer to investigate.
Certainly, our board policy precludes the Christian Coalition from soliciting or raising any kind of gambling money directly or indirectly. So, you know, naturally, when it comes in question, your integrity is on the line.
But Giles wasn't asked to testify at the hearing today. Neither were other figures in those transactions, such as Grover Norquist, the head of Americans for Tax Reform and a longtime power broker in the conservative movement. Also not called was Ralph Reed, the consultant who guided the Alabama efforts. Reed is the former director of the Christian Coalition nationally. Now he's running for lieutenant governor of Georgia. Norquist and Reed go way back together, and they're also old friends of Abramoff's. But they are not old friends of John McCain. In fact, just to thicken the plot here, they were both active in the 2000 Republican presidential primaries, working against McCain in the crucial South Carolina primary, where a whispering campaign ended McCain's White House hopes. McCain is considering running for president again. William Canfield, a Republican ethics lawyer, says that possible campaign is the real factor behind these hearings, not Abramoff and Scanlon's alleged misdeeds or the troubles of the Indian tribes.
Is Abramoff a convenient foil? Sure. Is Scanlon less than a sympathetic figure because he's involved with Abramoff? Sure. Have the tribes been fleeced by somebody in Washington? Sure. But so what? I think the bigger picture is McCain letting people know that if he runs again, South Carolina 2000 ain't going to happen on his watch.
Yesterday, McCain vehemently rejected that argument.
The hearing is about Indians who have been ripped off by unscrupulous people. That's what they were about when the information was given to us, and that's what it'll be about at the end. It is about nothing else.
Whatever they're about, the McCain hearings keep the pot boiling on the Abramoff story and keep the heat high under Capitol Hill's legislating and lobbying culture. The Justice Department has a criminal investigation of Abramoff underway, and lawmakers are talking about requiring lobbyists to disclose more about their ways of doing business. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.